Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said people may doubt what you say, but they will always believe what you do. We're happy to have the privilege of Bible study today, and we're glad to be coming your way with our Bible Meditations program. All right, let's turn to our study for today. Do you remember Paul wrote to the church at Corinth? Corinth was a great city, and yet a city which was filled with all kinds of wickedness, and they were doing a number of things that were, well, just repulsive as far as God's will is concerned. Yet Paul wrote to the church that was there in Corinth in order to help them understand what they ought to be doing and to correct some things in regard to their misconduct. It's quite clear, since the New Testament was not then written, that they needed instruction from God concerning what they were to do. Therefore, Paul wrote to the church, and he pointed out to them some things that were essential if they were going to be the church of the Lord that met in the city of Corinth. As you read the first chapter of the 1 Corinthian letter, you find the Apostle Paul affirming some things in regard to the church and unity in the body of Christ as it relates to carrying the gospel unto those that are lost. If I were to say to you, the Lord wanted the church to be united, would anybody argue with that? Could there be anyone who would say, oh no, the Lord didn't want us working together, He wanted us at each other's throat? Well, it isn't hard to see that's not what the Lord wanted, and it isn't hard to see that Paul, when he wrote to the church of Corinth, was not really concerned about division, but rather was concerned about unity. Look at these verses in chapter 1 of 1 Corinthians. Paul says in verse 10, "Now I beseech you, brethren," and if we take the word beseech, I'm sure we see the idea of one who is begging or pleading earnestly, "I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ," there's the authority behind the plea that Paul is going to make, "that you all speak the same thing, and there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." Now, just the casual reading of that passage would impress upon us the fact that God wants us to be united. Who could look at those verses and say, well, God doesn't care whether we're united or whether we're divided? Look at the verse again. "Speak the same thing. No division among you. Be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment." I realize, my friends, that there are matters of judgment that sometimes divide us, and we have different views about. If someone comes along with a matter of judgment and says, "This is the way I feel about it," he has a right to do that, and we have no argument with that. Now, however, if he comes along and says, "The Bible says a certain thing, but I don't agree with that," then, of course, we would take exception. We believe that the Bible is inspired of God, and what is said in the Bible is not something said so that we might tamper with it, change it, alter it, do more to it, or take away from it than that which God has already done. God wants us to speak His Word, all speaking the same thing, but no division among us. Doctrinally, we ought to be saying the same thing. The reason? Because the book of God says the same to all people, doesn't it? You know, the Bible doesn't say one thing to a group of religious people on one corner, and then on the next corner say something different to the people who meet there. No, the Bible says the same to both groups. When someone comes along with the argument, well, we can't all be united because we have a right to our own views and our own ideas, it reminds me of a little child going to a school situation and begin arguing with their teacher. Now, you say 2 and 2 is 4, but that's not the way I see it. I see it differently, and everybody has a right to his own belief. Doesn't that sound kind of familiar in religious matters? Don't we have people today who are saying that, oh, you think what you want to think, and I'll think what I want to think. We all have a right to our own beliefs. Friends, there's only one correct answer. When it comes to teaching of the Word of God, it isn't that God says one thing to me and another thing to you and something else to somebody else. It's rather that God has said the same thing to all of us. Some of us may misunderstand. Some may misuse the things that are said, but God has said the same thing unto each individual. God has given to us in His Word what He wants us to do, what He wants us to say. So we all speak the same thing, that we all be of the same mind and of the same judgment. When the child tells the teacher, well, you say 2 plus 2 is 4, but I see it as being 5, he has an incorrect answer. And all the fussing you might want to do about that will still come up with the fact that he's not meeting the standard, and therefore the answer is incorrect. Well, it's like that with God's Word. When someone says something that is not in the Word of God, he doesn't have just another viewpoint. He has an incorrect answer. Well, we'll talk about this tomorrow. We'd like for you to be listening, and we'd like to remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.